If you were to rate your satisfaction with your life right now, what would it be on a scale of 1 to 10? Recently, God's been reminding me of the purpose of this life. He's been reminding me that when I look to this world to find satisfaction, the world will fail me. Remember King Solomon? The richest, wisest man searches out for the meaning of life, and we read about it in the book of Ecclesiastes. Some scholars have said that the book of Ecclesiastes is a book of confessions from Solomon. He had made a lot of mistakes, and he realized he could not find the meaning of life through the things he had acquired or through the projects he had gotten involved with. He learned that the true meaning of life is only found in God. So what about us? When we feel disappointed with our lives, we need to stop and get a new perspective. We need to get refocused on our real purpose in this life. We need to remember that we were created by a creator, and he's the reason why we live. He's the giver of life, and we need to refocus our efforts on loving him and living our lives to bring him glory. So today, if you feel less than satisfied with your life, why not take some time and talk with God about it? Search your heart to see if you are really making him first in all things. Are you looking to him alone to find your satisfaction in life? At the very end of the book of Ecclesiastes, King Solomon leaves us with these words, "Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil." Thanks for listening today.